This year is called the Great Weaning Party, and it's thanks to a Howie that I'm going to give it. I was considering giving it a few weeks ago, and I decided it wasn't fully ready, and then Howie kept pushing me, so now I'm giving it. I don't know. It's yeah, we'll see. So if it's a good year, you can thank Howie, and if it doesn't come out so good, we'll blame Howie. So it's all on him, okay? So I have a general idea, but it's like not... There's a lot of, you know, it's not fully organized, and like there's some loose ends. So we'll do our best, okay? Okay. So basically the main source here is these, really one pasuk, mostly, to begin with at least. But we'll start a few, two pasukim earlier. So it's Perek Chaf Aleph in Parshas Vayera, pasuk Hey, right? Basically Hey through Ches. Okay. So it says like this. Avraham ben Me'ashana behiva lelo es Yitzchak beno. Okay. So Avraham is 100 years old, and Yitzchak is born. Vatomer Sarah, Tzchoka Sali Elokim, Kol Shemei Yitzchakli. Okay, so God has made a great source of happiness, a laughter. Whoever hears of this will rejoice over me. Okay, or laugh. Okay. Vatom...
With Yitzchak,
yeah, okay, fine. Not Yitzchak. No, he said reads Yitzchak. Okay, fine.
If your name
is Fistel, you're reading it. My name is not Fistel, though. Okay, fine. Vatomer, me, and so Sarah said further, me milel Avram heinika vanim Sarah, kilati veins lezkunav. Who would have said to Avraham? Oh, no, sorry, that's the Ramban. Me milel Avraham. Who is the one? How great is the one, right? Who told Avraham that Sarah is going to nurse kids? Kilati ben Liskunov. Okay, it's an important point that we'll come back to. But Rashi learns Mimi Lel Avraham. Ramban learns Mimi Lel Avraham means who would have told Avraham that Sarah is going to nurse kids, that she gave birth to kids in his old age. But Rashi learns a little bit different. Rashi says, we're going to read all the Rashis, but just that Rashi, Mimi Lel Avraham Lashon Shevach V'chashivas. Re'u, right? Mi Paul V'asa, Mi Bar Eila. Re'u Mihu V'kamu Gadol Shomer Avtachaso Mavtiach V'osa. How great is the one who promised and did the Heinika Banim Sarah, that Sarah is going to nurse children. Okay? Vayidal Yal Vayigamal, and the child grew up and he was weaned. Vayas Aver Mishte Gadol B'yom Higames Yitzchak. And Aver made a great party on the day Yitzchak was born. Okay? Okay, so let's go back now. So let's start the first. Now, these two statements... What?
Yitzchak was born.
He was weaned, sorry. The Yitzchak was weaned. Okay.
What is
weaned? Weaned is no less. Stop nursing.
What?
Stop breastfeeding. Okay. Okay. So, now Rashi learns these two statements, right, in Pasuk Vav and Pasuk Zayin. Vatomer sar tzchok asali elokim kol shemei yitzchakli. Right? The first statement, that whoever hears is going to be happy and rejoice with her. And the second statement of Sarah, Vatomer, Mimi Lel Avram, Heinike Banim Sarah, Kilati Vein Laskunav. So Rashi learns those two, I think, okay, it's not 100% clear, but I think it's 95% clear, is that those two statements happened separately. They were not on the same day. They were 2 years apart. Pasuk Vav, right? Because if you look at Pasuk Vav, Rashi says, Yitzachakli Yismachalai, it will rejoice over me. Umidrash Agada, harbe akaros nifkedu ima, many akaros were remembered with her. Harbe cholam nisrapu bo b'yom, many people who were sick were healed on that day. Harbe tfilas nenu ima, v'rav schok haibolam. Right? Much schok was in the world. Okay, so when did that happen? That's the with Sarah, when she was remembered. Hashem pakad Sarah, right? So, so that's referring to Behiva Leilo, Es Yitzchak Beno, when she gave birth to Yitzchak. So when she gave birth, a lot of tefillos were answered, people were healed. Akaros gave birth also, it wasn't just Sarah, it was a lot of Harbe Schok Bolam. Okay, so it's pretty clear that that's happened, which makes sense. What the shot of the Pasuk seems to say is when Yitzchak was born, right? But if you look at the second statement of Sarah, Mimi Leila Avraham, Heinika Banim Sarah, how great is the one who told Avraham, right? Rashi. Rashi like this. Mimilel. Shina kasev lomar diber. Right, she said, mi diber l'Avraham, who told Avraham, but mi milel, who spoke to Avraham, right? It's a funny lashon, mi milel. It's a word, milel, but it's an unusual word. Diber would have been a little bit more common. So why does it say milel? Gematria shalo kuf kolomer l'sof mele Avraham inika banzar. After Avraham was 100 years old, right? Avraham's 100 years old, she gave birth. Okay. L'sof me'ashanim hinika banim sarah. Mahu banim, lashon rabim. So why is they banim? Right, how many children did Sarah nurse? Right, l'chora only Yitzchak, one. Right? So Rashi says, b'yom ha'mishta, on the day of the party, hevia saros b'nehem imahem ve'hiniko sam. So the saros brought their children with them. And Sarah nursed them all. Right, Sarah nursed them all the sons of the saros of the queens, right of the saros is like asrara, it's like the queens or whatever, right?
The princesses
and the queens, right? They brought the little princes. So the little princes and princesses, they brought the little kids, and they didn't. And Sarah is the one who nursed them all. Shai Omros lo yalda Sarah. Sarah didn't give birth. Ella Sufi of Yeminashuk, she brought a baby from the street. She found an abandoned baby, and she brought she took an abandoned baby, and she said, "This is my kid." So everybody was saying, "This isn't really Sarah's kid. Come on, she's too old. Avram's too old. How could it be? They must have just found the baby in the street, and they're claiming it's their kid." Okay, so it's Hanika Bum. So they all brought their kids, and Sarah nursed them all. Okay, nursed them all to show that no, she this is her kid. Obviously, she's nursing. She's not too old to have kids. She's not too old to breastfeed. Okay, so when does this statement happen? So this statement happens, like Rashi says, when does this day of the party, right? Vayigdal vayigamal vayas aver mishter gadol b'yom higamel siyetzchak. Rav Yigamel l'sof chavdal chodesh. After 24 months, that's when a kid is weaned. Right, Gemara Ksuvos. Right, so. So you see, basically, right, Yitzchak was 2 years old. That's when you had the weaning party that Avram made for Yitzchak. And that's when Sarah says, how great is the one who promised Avram that Sarah would nurse children. Right? So far, so good? And the first statement, okay, I'm not sure if there's a, right, is going on earlier, is going on the day that Yitzchak was born. Right? Kol Shomei Yitzchakli. Correct? I mean, it's hard to argue at this point. It seems like Rashi is definitely learning. And it says Vatomer twice. So
the first Rashi again?
The first Rashi is saying
when
that...
When Yusuf was born.
When Yusuf was born, everybody, there's a lot of schok in the world. And the second one is just saying it's right, the second pasuk is going on, is the who were great is the one who told Avram that Sarah's going to nurse children, plural children, because the day of the Mishnah when all the Saros, all the queens, princesses, they brought their kids, and Sarah nursed them all.
So why is it like 2 years apart?
Oh, because Yitzchak was weaned 2 years after he was born. And the first statement is the day he was born, the second statement is the day of the party, so then the two statements are not together. They're placed together in the Chumash, but they are really two separate statements, two separate times, 2 years apart.
Who says that Avraham made a party that when he stopped weaning?
The Torah says it. Maybe you should get a chumash.
Get Sfari.
Get okay. Sfari counts. Okay, so far so good?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, okay. What? Good? Okay.
Yeah,
Perek. Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Vav Zayin Ches. Okay. Okay. So now, it's strange, okay? A lot of miracles going on here in these Rashis. First is the day he's born, you have a lot of miracles going on, right? Which is like, what's the point of that exactly? I don't know if we're going to answer that so good, but what exactly is the point of that? When she is born, everybody has a lot of miracles. Har b'schokayabolam. Okay. One is One is, you could say, the simple pshat is that Yitzchak is really, this is like a little bit of a different point, but Yitzchak is associated with bracha a lot, right? By Abimelech comes to him, Ata Baruch Hashem. Rashi says in the beginning of Lech Lecha, Vavrachecha is Yitzchak, Vagal Shemecha. Sorry, I forgot what it was. There's a thing that the bracha is refers to Yitzchak. Yitzchak is always associated with bracha. God comes and blesses him, and he's always associated with bracha. And part of the idea of Yitzchak is that the world is the bracha of Yitzchak extends to the whole world, right? Not just the Yitzchak being born, it was something that benefited the whole world. And it could be that the miracles, the Nisim, brought out that point. That there was Yitzchak, his very name, is associated with joy and laughter and rejoicing. So his very birth brought ushered in a lot of joy to the world. Okay, and you could develop that maybe a little bit more in that direction. But it's still interesting that you have a lot of these miracles. And then you have this whole weaning party, right? The whole party that Avram throws for weaning his son. So, I mean, it's a strange party. Who have you ever heard of anybody making a party when they wean their child? No, has anybody here ever been to a weaning party?
Anybody? No, but I'll start one.
No? You'll start one?
Yeah.
Okay, you'll keep it in mind. Okay. So it's funny, it's interesting. Is that this is...
I don't know if it was a Shia or somebody made a bris or a mitzvah, I don't remember what it was, but they said there was a lot of different shitas about when this party happened.
Yeah, you're right. Well, there was machlokes. Rashi goes to the shitas is when Yitzchak was weaned.
Right. Yeah.
But there's the Medrash has that it was his bar mitzvah.
Bar mitzvah.
It was nigmal for...
Yeah, 3 years old when he started the Torah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, led,
okay. I saw the bar mitzvah. Then he's nigma from the Yetzer Hara. So after 13, the Yetzer Tov comes. That's he was 13.
Gama? What would gama mean?
From he's weaned from the Yetzer Hara. Oh. And the other one is biyom he gamel, is his bris. It's a medrash like this. Is biyom he gamel? Is biyom he gimel mal es Yitzchak? Hey, Gimel's eight, right. So on the eighth day, he's Malas Yitzchak, when he, right? So that's the other part. But Pashtus, that's he made, and that's the source for you make a party at a breast. B'yom he got Malas Yitzchak.
Well, the weaning in general, it's not 2 years, is it?
2 years? Yeah, 2 years. Bechana, she weaned Shmuel at 2 years also. The Gemara in Ksuvah, Samach and Aleph. That's when you're not allowed to, you know, it's Machlokas, but I mean, that's one she told you, you're not allowed to wean. So that's when a kid naturally is Porish at 2 years old. Naturally is Porish around there. Machlok is whether you have to stop weaning at that time or just if he stops after that, you're not allowed to start again. But I mean, 2 years is like the general principle in Chazal.
Even in modern day?
Yeah, I mean, it's all, I don't think it's changed nowadays. I mean, do people wean at 24 months? People wean earlier. It's fairly common to wean earlier. But I mean, could be it's different bisman hazeh, you have formula or whatever, or baby food. Where everybody's rich and you could afford it, so I don't know. But 24 months, that's the classic halachic shear's man. And halachic nafkamina is how long a woman is chayv to nurse a kid, I think. If, you know, the husband needs her to, if he can't afford, like, meinikas. Okay, so that's the time, 24 months, right? But it's still a strange party, right? Why are you making a party, right? That's one problem. Why did Avram make this party?
I hear the bar mitzvah one.
The bar mitzvah party, yeah, okay, fine. He became bar mitzvah, even though.
And the milah one, I hear that too.
The milah, it's a mitzvah, right?
The only thing that doesn't make is the weaning.
The weaning one, that's the one Rashi goes to. I think the source for a bar mitzvah party and for a suit at a bris is this pasuk anyway. So, I mean, it makes sense to you because we, you know, but we do. Truth is, nobody has a weaning party based on this pasuk, right?
I'll start one.
You'll start one, okay? You keep in mind.
I have 3 parties for my kid.
Okay, yeah, right. And the day they're born also, why not? Okay, so, that's the first problem. Just what the heck is going on with this party? That's the main point of this year, is to try to tell the story about this party. See if we can understand it in different ideas. Okay. The next is it's a strange story. What, all the sorrows, the princesses, they bring their kids, and Sarah nurses them all. What is going on? Why? How does that happen exactly? Do you know what I mean? Like, how does this happen, right? And everybody's saying she brought Nesuvah from the Shuk, but so they bring their kids, and the kids are hungry. You'll see in a second that Rashi says it somewhere else, that the Gemara says, Medrash, nobody brought their nursemaids with them. It was like, it's weird. The whole thing is weird. They're bringing their kids. They can't. The kids are hungry. Sarah nurses them all.
When I nurse one, to prove a point.
Nurse one, you're nursing them all. What are you doing? What is going on here, right? Strange thing. Okay. Okay, fine.
Just want free food.
Free food. Okay, good. Okay. So, I don't know exactly. I don't know how to present this year. I don't have a great way to present it. So basically, I want to do the Gemara in Bamitzia, which is Rashi's based upon, on Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay, so we'll see a little bit more of the full story. And then I also want to do the Medrash Rabba, which is a version of it, which is really interesting, contains other elements. Okay, so we'll go through the, incidentally, what's the next Pasuk, right? The next Pasuk is when basically Sarah sees Yishmael, the Ben Hagar Mitzris, Mitzachek, right, playing around, trying to kill Yitzchak maybe, right, fighting over the Yerusha, according to Rashi, right, he's Meriv Yitzchak al Yerusha, Omarni Bechor Avinot Pishnayim, right, Yishmael says, I'm the Bechor, and then Sarah says to Avram, Garishas Amazos Vesbina Kilo Yerash Vahamazos in Beni Yitzchak. Okay, we'll keep that in mind, that the very next, it's not even the next Parsha, next Pasuk, Sarah basically says, enough with Yishmael, kick him out. He's not going to be the Yorish with Yitzchak. Okay? Okay, we'll keep that in mind. So now let's see Pei Zayin Amud Aleph in Bav Metzia.
From what we did so far, possibly it means that it's a culmination of the process of giving birth.
Culmination of the process of giving birth is weaning?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. That's true, sort of. Not really. What do you mean?
Well, that's the riot is that.
What are you talking about?
The riot is that they said that there was an Asufi.
So oh, yeah, okay, good.
Nursing, on one hand, nursing proved that he wasn't an Asufi.
Right. Good.
And also,
Yes, meaning only if she gave birth is she going to be able to breastfeed 2 years later.
Right,
very good. For sure.
So, and also, it seems to be like, it's part of the process of giving birth, or the birthing process.
Yeah.
So it's the culmination of that birthing process, so they made a party.
Oh, I mean, that's why you made a party. But nobody makes it. I mean, it's unusual to make a party for that. Why do I want, you know? Okay.
Because this was a special birth.
Special birth. Okay, good. Yeah, special birth. Okay, good. Special birth, so you make a special party for the birth. Okay, no, it's good. Okay, so Gemara's in Pei Zayin Amud Aleph and Bav Metzia.
Yeah, the thing about the bris, that they made the bris.
It was a medrash like that.
Yeah, but the bris is talked about openly. Isn't that the end of the left?
It's
like
bris? Huh? No. Yeah,
party on
the
bris?
No party.
Well, that's another question. Why did they have to show off that he had a son?
Oh, what is it?
We're not talking about bris.
It's like, a party.
That's Yishmael. Where is
the... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was Mal... Didn't he say Avram was Mal?
It's over here. Vayamal Avram, as Yitzhak Bino, Ben Shmona Yam, Makashi Yitzhiva, Selikim. It's Pasuk Dalet.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but now he made a party. Right now he made the party.
So my question is, why did Avraham need to...
Okay, so the Gemara in Bava Metzia, it's Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. It's the third line down. Okay.
Third wide line?
Okay, yeah. So it's the third wide line. Bava Metzia, not Bava Basra, highway. Bava Metzia. The third wide line down. In Bava Metzia, Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. Vatomer, Mimilela Avram, Hinika Banim Sarah. How many kids exactly did Sarah nurse? Right? She only has one kid. Amr Bilevi. Oso Hayom. Shagama Avram is Yitzchak Beno. Asa Suda Gadola. So he made a huge party for the day that Yitzchak was being weaned. Hayko Umas Ola Miraninim Veomrim. So all the other nations of the world, they were saying, they were murmuring, they were saying, Reisim Zakin is Kena. Shevi Asufi Minashuk. So you see this old man and this old lady, right? They brought in a baby from the street, and they say and claiming it's their kid. They're making this huge party in order to establish their claim. Okay. Right, so one thing you see right away is that the Umos Olam interpreted, okay, this party as being done in order to establish that Yitzchak was Avram and Sarah's kid. Right?
That's a ploy.
Right, that's how they're assuming. Why is he making this huge party? Because he's trying to establish that this is their kid.
But it was a ploy.
What do you mean it was a ploy?
It was a trickery.
No.
What trickery?
According to them. No, they're telling this about Avraham.
Right, I know, that's right. I mean, there's the claim that they're saying it's not really their kid, and they're making this big party to establish it's like it's their kid when he's really not their kid. That's what they're saying. But the point of the party is to show that everybody that Avram and Sarah's kid is Yitzchak.
Right, and they're tricking, and Avram and Sarah are tricking everybody.
Right, right, okay. Correct. Because it's unusual. Who makes a Suda Gedola for weaning? Avram's just doing it because he wants everybody to know.
Their whole tana is that the reason why he's making this big party is to show it off, so just not do anything and it'll be his. That's it. Just not
don't,
to do anything.
Don't do anything, don't make a party?
Yeah. And
no, well, first of all, they're saying there's two points here. One is they're saying it's not their kid. And furthermore is, I'll show you that they're, why are they making this huge party? Who makes a weaning party? Only somebody's trying to prove when it's their kid, when it's not really their kid. But there's two points. Right, you see the Gemara?
Yeah, I just read it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Isn't that your point, though? My point is that at the end of the...
Ma asa Avram. So what did Avram Avinu do? Halach v'zimin kol gedolei ador. He went and invited all the gedolei ador. V'sari meinu zimna es neshaseim. And Sarah invited all their wives. That is very tznius. Avram invited the men. And Sarah invited the women. V'chol achas v'achas hevia b'na ima. Umeini kasa loivia, and every one of them brought their son or child with her. But she didn't bring, right, their wives, the Gedolei Ador's wives, they didn't bring a nursemaid. Vinasanes Bisari Meinu. So a miracle happened with Sarah. Viniftichu da deha kishte mayanos, and her breasts opened like two fountains. Vinikes kulon, and she nursed them all. Okay, fine. Clearly, Sarah gave birth to Yitzchak. She's clearly some miracle of Sarah, but who says this from Avraham? Also, Avraham, sorry. Miyah nepach klester upon him, Yitzchak v'nidmel Avraham. Yitzchak's face changed to be exactly a replica of Avraham. Pasukun v'amru Avraham holis Yitzchak. Okay, and Avram, everybody said, Avram holy is Yitzchak. They are moda that Avram was the father of Yitzchak. Because they were spitting images of each other. Okay, good. So what do you see here, right? You have a question or no?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
These Gedolei Ador, are they like politically prominent people or actually like great, you know, effective people? Politically prominent.
Okay, Rashi and the Chumash says it's Shem, Aver, and Avimelech are included. There's a Medrash that has Og. Og Melech HaBashan was one of them.
Oh, boy. Oh, I was just going to say, probably
from
the
what's he doing here?
They're probably not the Talmud.
What's he doing here? It's a funny...
He's a Talmud.
He's a Talmud. Also, it's Pesach. We'll get to that.
Okay. Also, these people are probably not the Meranin anyway.
No. They're not. No, they're not the Meranin. No, it's the Kin Chas Hashem, Shem Ever, and Abimelech HaMeranin Achar. Abimelech is the one who knows for sure. Right, he knows for sure. He gave her the whole thing to Vesakova Nochachas, right? No, so they're just these are the prominent members of society, the aristocrats, the princes, the kings, the queens,
oh,
and the little princes and princesses.
So it's not just Shem
and Aver. No, not just Shem and Aver. No, it's the Sarim and the Saros. The Gedolei Ador is simple, it means the nobles, the noble people of the time. Okay, the prominent people of the time. Okay. Okay. So where do we start? Okay, so one thing that's what I'm saying. One thing I'd like to say from this is that it seems that Avraham, right? The intent of the party, right? Even beforehand, the Umos Olam interpreted the weaning party in order to show that Yitzchak and was Avraham and Sarah's child. Correct? That was what they said. That's what he's trying to do. But the command, the whole thing is bogus. They didn't believe it. Okay? And that's when Avraham invited all the, brought in all the Gedolia door. Right? Apparently it was going to be a smaller party. Suda Gedola maybe would have just been Shem, Aver, and Avimelech, Melalog, who knows. But not all the Gedolia door. And once Avram saw that basically that it wasn't working, it wasn't going to be established that Yitzchak was really his son because they were going to deny the claim, is when he decided he's going to invite all the Sarim, and Sarah's going to invite all the Saros, and they're going to bring their kid, and Sarah is going to nurse them all. Okay, so the first thing, a step I want to make is that the point of the party, okay, was to establish Yitzchak as Avraham's and Sarah's child. Okay, why necessarily through this manner? Why on this day? Okay, so when did this party happen? Okay, how?
Pesach.
How do we know that happens on Pesach?
Because I was 2 years old and he was born on Pesach.
Exactly. So Yitzchak is born on Pesach, right? And he's 2 years old on Pesach, right? According to all Shittas Howie, it's always Yitzchak's birthday. It's always Pesach.
Right,
even bar mitzvah, he's bar mitzvah.
I don't know if they're being stopped exactly.
No, even the one who holds the Tishrei, he holds Yitzchak was born Pesach.
Everybody holds Yitzchak born Pesach. Right, I'm just saying if you hold the bar mitzvah party.
How do we know that the winning stopped exactly 2 years?
Rashi says. Rashi in the Chumash says Chaf Dalet. That's what Rashi says. Correct. Which is funny. Why is Rashi bothered to point it out to us? It's a question. We could have asked that question. Is it really necessary for us to know exactly when Yitzchak was weaned?
Wait, he says
Chaf Dalet.
It's not Pesach, is it?
Well, it's 2 years.
Chaf Dalet of Chadashim.
Oh.
12 months. 12 months. 12 months is 2 years. Right. So we could have asked that question. We didn't bother to. But I mean, you ask the question, why is it necessary for Rashi to tell us when Yitzchak was weaned after 2 months? Is that really an halacha in Ksuvos? I mean, it's relevant for how long a woman has to nurse a kid, things like that. But I mean, does Rashi have to tell us that? Right? But it's important for Rashi to tell us this because it's important to realize this happens on Pesach, right?
Which is important to know that Og was there.
That's why Og is there. But we're not going to get into Og. That's really a different show. I was just mentioning it as a side point.
We can't get everything all together?
No, maybe at the end. Okay.
Oh, thank goodness.
It does tie in, but I mean, it's, you know. Okay, so, okay. Now, what happened on, right, why is Yitzchak born on Pesach, right? How do we even know Yitzchak is born on Pesach, right? So we know because the Bris Bein Besarim says 400 years, Ger Yezerach Abaretz Lelem Arba Me'er Shana, right? Your kids will be a Gerim for 400 years, and the clock starts ticking when Yitzchak is born. Exactly 400 years later, on Tesvav Nisan, after Yitzchak's birth is when Pnei Yisrael leave Mitzrayim, on Tesvav Nisan. So that's what we know. Yitzchak is born on Tesvav Nisan, right? The Rashi and Parshas Bo, remember, spells that out. Bris Bein Besarim happens 30 years to the date before Yitzchak is born. And we've discussed before how Avraham celebrates Pesach. He bakes matzah, right? On the War of the Four Kings against the Five Kings. Was also on Pesach. Erev Pesach, Avraham's baking matzah. Right? Avraham has the minug. Lot's baking matzah on when Avram's 99, also the Pesach before the Pesach, right? The earlier the Pesach before Yitzchak is born, right? It's always Pesach in the Chumash, right? It's always Pesach, right?
So Sodom got destroyed on Pesach?
Sodom got destroyed on Pesach, correct? I think the day after Pesach, the day of the Omer goes home. I think it was the next day that Sodom was destroyed. Next morning, the Malachim came on Pesach, and overnight they were at Lot's house, and the next day they destroyed it.
Yeah, overnight. Oh, on Pesach.
Yeah, okay, but we'll try to focus. Just to focus. But it's always Pesach, right? Because it's always Yitzchak's birthday. Right? Yitzchak's born on Pesach, and it's always his birthday. Okay, so say this. That's really the day of the Bris Bein Besarim, when God sets up a bris with Avraham, that his kid, Ger Yezer Echabarz Lolahem, that your kids are going to be Gerim, Evav Devino Sam, Arba Meoshana. And then they're going to go Yetzir Berchosh Gadol, and he's going to establish the whole deal to create a nation from Avraham. Okay, so why is Avraham making this party, right, on Yitzchak's, when Yitzchak gets weaned, on the Yitzchak's 2-year-old birthday? Who makes a birthday for a 2-year-old kid? Okay, nowadays everybody does, but who does that? Is Avraham's doing it because it's really a Pesach party? Right? He's making a party on Pesach to establish Yitzchak as the Yorish. Yitzchak is going to be Avraham's inheritor. He's going to take over for to be Yorish Avraham. That the Bris, right, the Bris Bein Besarim is going to go through, not Yishmael, it was going to go through Yitzchak, right? And the Bris Mila is going to be, right, as Brisi Akim as Yitzchak, like God says initially in Parshas Lech Lecha, that God's going to establish, even though Yishmael, right, in the Parshas Lech Lecha, God says to Avraham that the Yishmael Shematicha, but Vakimos Yisprisi, it's Yitzchak, that the Bris Bein, that the Bris of Bris Mila, and ultimately, Bris Bein Besarim is going to go through Yitzchak and not Yishmael. So Avraham is choosing Pesach, which is the day of the Bris Bein Besarim, to make a party to show everybody that basically there's a switch going on from Yishmael to Yitzchak. And Yitzchak is his son, him and Sarah's, Avraham and Sarah's son. And from Hagar and Avraham, son to Yishmael, it's being switched. The Yoresh is going to be to Yitzchak. And it's being publicly done. Yeah, go ahead.
Why at 2, though?
Why?
Why at 2 years old?
Why at 2 years old? Okay, at 2 years old, I guess it's because, I mean, as opposed to earlier? I mean,
or
I was,
later.
Right. I mean, I mean, look, there are a Medrash holds it was Bar Mitzvah. But, I mean, at 2 years old, it would seem, you could say, is because that's when, I guess, this is David Feder, I was talking about this. One say that's when when a kid becomes, like, independent, separate from the mother. Until then, he's like an appendage to the mother. But after 2 years old, he's no longer weaned. He separates off. You know what I mean? He becomes like a little bit independent. That's when you could kind of establish him as his own person. Okay, and, you know.
When does he do Riyah?
What?
Riyah. Riyah on Yantif?
Oh, when he's chayva to do Riyah for Chinuch? I don't know when he can walk on his own. I don't know. But look, you see, Chana didn't give up Shmuel until he was 2 years old also.
Is that a two?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I doubt it. It's probably much later. I don't know. I'm not sure. But you see, I'm saying Chana. You see, she didn't give up Shmuel when he was 2 years old. She brought him to the Mikdash. Because it's like when he could be separated from the mother, be his own person, that's when you established it. Okay. But I mean, it was the Pesach when Yitzchak became a little bit independent, his own little person. Then Avram made a party in order to establish that he's the Yorish. Okay. And it's going to go through him. Which gives us a little context of the very next Pasuk. Right, which we're not going to go into, is why Yishmael was so provoked. Right, why Yishmael is basically fighting over the Yerusha, and he's saying, fools, maybe he's the Yorish Bris Bein Besarim, or whatever you think he's the Yorish, I'm still the Yorish, I'm still going to be Notel Pishnaim, I'm the Bechor. Right, and arguably Yishmael might have been correct. Could have been Avram was just establishing Yitzchak as the Yorish in terms of the Bris of Milan Bris Bein Besarim. But it could be in terms of Mamanus, that Yishmael still was the Bechor, and Avram intended to give him Pishnayim. Right until Sarah, of course, comes in and says, Lo Yirash ben Amazosim b'niim Yitzchak, that's a bad idea, Avram. If Yishmael gets a Pishnayim, he's claiming he's the real Yoresh. It's going to undermine everything we're doing at this party. We're throwing this whole party to establish Yitzchak as the Yoresh. But Yishmael, look at him talk. Look how he's acting. He's saying, B'shota, I'm the Bechor. I'm the one who gets Pishnayim, and if you let Yishmael stay here and get Pishnayim, he's going to claim he's the Bechor and he's the Yorish, and it's going to undermine Yitzchak's claim. And that's why she said basically kick him out. Right? But you can understand why Yishmael was provoked at this point, because this party was essentially to switch the Yerusha, not necessarily Mamanus, but in terms of what really mattered. And Yishmael at this point was a tzaddik. Well, let's not get into Yishmael. That's a problem in its own right. But Yishmael at this point was the one who was going to be Avram's Yoresh, and now Avram was publicly making a party, and Sarah, of course, to switch the Yoresh from Yishmael to Yitzchak. And that obviously had psychologically provoked Yishmael tremendously. Right? Okay. Now, it seems like, why did everybody bring their kids to the party, all the Saros. They brought their kids and they didn't bring a nursemaid. How exactly did that happen? But how's that happen? Why did they all bring their kids? First of all, they get babysitters. Okay. Why when you get invited to a big party at Avram's house, why don't you leave your kid at home with the nursemaid? Okay, you want to bring the kid. So bring the nursemaid. These are not common people. These are the nobility. They don't nurse their own kids necessarily. They have somebody do it for them. And so why would they show up at a party with their babies and no nursemaid. Okay, so it seemed to me, okay, then not only do you have to say that the point of the party was to establish Yitzchak as a Yarish, but that specifically the invitations went out saying, bring your kid, don't bring your nursemaid, Sarah is going to publicly nurse all your babies. Okay. So let me show you a Medrash. Now we go to the Medrash Rabbah. Okay, so the Medrash Rabbah, it's Nun Gimel.
That's not this Gemara.
Oh, I'm going to use the Medrash Rabbah. I'm going to elaborate on it.
No, but the Gemara is not saying, it seems like they're saying they're using this as a way to...
Who, Avram and Sarah or the Sarah and Saros? Humas Olam or Avram and Sarah?
Humas Olam is using it as a way to... defeat them.
The Umas Olam, if you look at the Gemara, I think everything's consistent. I'm going to claim that Rashi, the Gemara, and the Medrash are all consistent with each other. And if you look at the Gemara, it has two steps. First, Aram says he's going to make a party. It's a Pesach party, right? No doubt they had a Seder the night before, which is one possibility why Shem and Aver are there, right? To do a Sipur of all the Nisan that happened on Tesvav Nisan, right? The War of the Four Kings and the Five Kings, and the birth of Yitzchak, and they're doing Sipur, right? It's a great, who wouldn't come to Avram Seder, right? Which is another possible reason why Og is there, because he celebrates the Seder with Abraham, no doubt. Okay, so it's a Pesach Seder, fine, Pesach party, and he's establishing that the Yorish, or the Bris Bein of Besarim, okay, is going to be Yitzchak.
Yeah, but that's only if Yitzchak is the kid.
Right, then the problem is, everybody starts saying, all the Umos Olam say, there's this party Avram's making, come on. We know it's not really his kid. They just got a Sufi from the Shuk and they're making a party to try to establish it.
And to prove them that it's not their kid.
Then the Gemara says, Avram starts and goes and invites all the Sarim, and Sarah invites all their wives. And say, and bring your baby and don't bring your nursemaid. There's a second invitation that goes out to all the nobility of the Umos Olam. Originally, it seems like it was just a small little Pesach Seder, right? Of Avimelech, Shem, and Aver. That was just a small little Pesach Seder. And then Avram expands it to include the Umos Olam. There's two steps. Yeah, go ahead, Yaakov.
Well, how would that work out, though? Were they Sameach and Anes? I mean...
Oh, that's a problem. Okay, good. Correct. That's part of the problem. And I have an answer for that. Okay, but remind me. Make sure I answer that. Okay. How do you send that invitation? Bring your kid to Yitzchak's weaning party. Bring your kid. Don't bring your nursemaid. Sarah's going to nurse everybody. Okay, it's a miracle. How do you know? How do you can be Samech on an ace? How does Avram send that invitation to a miraculous weaning party? Right? Okay. Okay. So like this. Perek Nun Gimel, Medrash Tess. Okay, or Parsha Nun Gimel, Medrash Tess, in Medrash Rabbah. Okay, it's like this. Vatomer Mimi Leil Avram Enike Banim Sara. Rav Pinchas Mishim Rav Chilkia. Mi Amar Mi Dibering Siv Kan El Mimi Leil Ramaza Shu Molid Lemei Hashana Minyan Milel. Okay, so it's the first Rashi quoted that it's Gematria, correct. Gematria of 100. Because Rav Pinchas Amar, Komasash Avram Avin Haisa Yavesha, Avram was very old and dry at that point. Venasa Melilos, and he became like moist, like moist grain. Okay? Is that just like Sarah, right? Just like Sarah after went through a rejuvenation of her youth, right? Acher Velosi Haisa Li Edna, that she became young again in order to have kids and to nurse kids. Avram also apparently had dried up tremendously after Yishmael. Yishmael was when Avram was 85, this is when Avram was 100. Apparently, Avraham had become very old in between, and he looked like a 100-year-old man, and he also went through a rejuvenation of his youth.
Wait. I thought the Gemara says that he didn't age.
No, but you see, he in between Yishmael and Yitzhak, he became very old, like he got really old, and he also went through Haisa Yavesha, he'd like dried out totally, and he became, once again, he went back to his youth. He became rejuvenated, the moistness of youth went back into him. And then after that, the Gemara, that's the part where Ariel's referring to the rest part of the Gemara. The Gemara says, until Avram, ad Avram lo haya zikna, manda v'boy l'mishtay ba'adi Avram, mishtay ba'adi Yitzchak, ba'adi Yitzchak, mishtay ba'adi Avram. You try to talk to Avram, you end up talking to Yitzchak, talk to Yitzchak, talk to Avram. You could not tell them apart. Avram had gotten to his youth so much so. Yitzchak looked so much like Avram, and Avram had returned to his youth so much to the point that you could not tell them apart. Again, Avram was mispalo, that he should look old, and Avram, right? That's fine. But the point is, Avram, that's the nace. That's part of the miracle here. Not only did Sarah return to her youth, Avram also returned to his youth. And you see, Sarah says, when she's surprised, she hears the malach, she says, Achariv lo si'ais li'edna v'adoni zakim. Avram's old. Avram apparently had gotten very, very old. He was 100. It was a part of the miracle. You see the story that Gemara we brought down also, the Mus Olam says, Sarah's 90, fine, Sarah proved it with the nursing. Then Avram, how could Avram do it? So God has to show Avram, because apparently Avram had gotten very old. Okay. Right? Og also says, they said to Og, is the next medrash, and they said to Og, it says Mishte Gadol, and then Yod, it says Mishte Gedolim, big people. Og, v'cholag, right? Og, v'melech v'asha, v'cholag dolim, ima ha'yisham, Amr Log, Loisa Omer Avram Pir Dakar of Enamolid, right? You were saying Avram basically is past. He's like, he can't have any kids anymore. Right? So obviously he had Yishmael, but at this point, things had changed. And Og was saying, Avram's no longer going to have any kids. You're not going to go into that medrash. Okay. But this was part of the miracle, right? This is part of the miracle that Avram was 100 and still he was able to go back. More like this. So back in the medrash, it says, Heinika Banim Sara, Heinika Bain Inksiv Khan, so it doesn't say Bain. It says, Bon in plural. Imeinu Sarai Sitznua Yosmidai. So our mother Sarah was a Tznua, right? She was more Yosmidai, excessively. Very Tznua, very Tznius, right? Right? Whereas Aye Sarai Ishtecha, right? Whereas Ayo, right? Hine Bohel, right? So Sarah, she was a Tznua, right? She's excessively Tznua. Amar Lavinu Avram. So our father Avram says to her, Ein zo shas etznias. Now is not the time for tznias. Ela galias dadayich, bear your breasts. Kidei sheyedu akol shehitzcha kash baruch hu lasas nisim. So that everybody should know kash baruch hu is doing miracles. Gilsas dadah, she revealed her breasts. V'hayinovos chalav kishnei mayanos, and they were flowing like two springs, right? Flowing milk like two springs. V'hayimatronios bos, and the saros, the noble women, were coming. Uminikos is benami mena, and they were nursing their kids from her from Sarah. Vayomros ein anu kedai lehinik es benami mechalava shel tzedekas. We're not worthy to have our kids nursed from the milk of this great tzedekas. The noble women, they were impressed by the whole miracle. Okay, it's really a fascinating measure. Shows you something about tznias that you would think it's sari menus is tznua yosemidai. Right, she's not known for being a prutza, right? She's an adarabba, right? She's a tznua yosemidai, and she didn't really want to. Sarah did not feel comfortable sending out invitations to all the nobility. We're going to make a winning party for Yitzchak. Come bring your sons. Don't bring any nursemaids. And Sarah is going to publicly nurse all your kids. It's not really a tznias thing to do. You don't send out an invitation like that, and you don't publicly nurse. I mean, everybody saw it was public. Gali is the diet.
Just a female, or?
I mean, you know, it seems like everyone was there. It doesn't seem like, you know, maybe, I mean, only the women watched.
Right.
Okay, it's possible. It doesn't seem like it's tznias. It certainly seems like it was lack of tznias. You don't put that in an invitation, and you don't publicly do it. Okay? But Avram was telling Sarah an idea here, is that tznias has there's a time for tznias, but when it comes to pursue menisa and to lehodia lekol, to show everybody shakash baruch hisla kash baruch lasos nisim, so then you don't. That's not a time for tznias. Okay, and if for the kiddush shmo hagadol, it's a person has to be able to, a woman has to be capable of going against her emotional disposition of tznias.
How would it be kiddush shmo?
To be mefarsh in the nes, Chanukah, pirsum in nes, kiddush shmo
hagadol. I'm saying Avraham was the one who instigated this whole thing.
Yeah, the whole party. So I'm saying the party was designed. It was a party of pirsum in nes. That's kind of where I'm going. The party was pirsum in nes. The invitation went out. Avraham invited the men. Sarah invites the women. The party is a party of pirsum in nes. Bring your kid. Sarah, the 92-year-old lady, is going to nurse them all, and you're all going to watch. That's the party. It's a Kiddush Hashem party. That's this Mishteh Gadol. It's a party that Avram and Sarah designed in order to be the fire same the nace of Avram and Sarah's giving birth to a child at the age of 190. That's what this party was. And it was on the invitation. And they all knew that. That's why they leave their nursemaids at home when they bring their kids. Why you leave the kids at home? Or bring the nursemaids, one or the other. It doesn't make sense. Because that was the invitation. That's what they were supposed to do.
And why wasn't changing the face good enough?
That just shows Avraham, doesn't show Sarah. Right? The change of the face shows Avraham, and the nursing shows Sarah. This had to be, they had to be established as Avraham and Sarah's kid, both of their kids. That's what this party was designed to do. Okay? Changing the face, I'm not sure, I don't go into that, how that happened. It could be that's the point where they kind of recognize it. 2 years old, you can kind of, doesn't look like a baby anymore. You can see his facial features were Avraham's. Like, you know, I don't know if it means God really changed at that point, or that's when it became clear that God had made the genes that way. But okay. Right. I think also on that Tznias point, I just think an interesting point to the Medrash is that you see that I think with the way Chazal, I mean, look, Chazal are in a sense creating the story, you know, but they're showing you, I think, by Avram is representing the ideal of the Jewish man and Sarah's ideal of the Jewish woman. I don't think Sarah is being represented here as having a mistake. That she was a tznua yosem yidai, I don't think means that it was excessive in a bad sense. It means that it was midas chasidus. She had the midas chasidus of tznias. She wasn't just a chacham by tznias. She didn't just go to the middle path of tznias, okay, of modesty. But rather she went a little bit to an extreme. And that's the appropriate ideal for a Jewish woman, is that she should be a midas chasidus of tznias, should be tznua yosem yidai, is the ideal of tznias for a Jewish woman, to the point that a Jewish woman should not feel comfortable. She should not feel comfortable sending out invitations and publicly nursing everybody's babies. That's inappropriate. To reveal her breasts in front of everybody, that's not good. That's not right. And she should not feel, it would be wrong if Sarah was capable of emotionally doing it initially, if she didn't have an emotional resistance to it. That would mean she's not tznua yosem yidai, and that is the ideal. But Avraham, okay, Avraham doesn't have that, he doesn't have that midas chasidus for tznias. He's a chacham, right? Maybe for himself, but not for Sarah. And he's able to show her, argue with her, that in a situation of kiddush Hashem, l'bimim farsim l'nais, you have to be able to go the other extreme. You have to be able to put aside tznias and make a sacrifice tznias for the case of pirsum l'nais. Avram is able to recognize that, and he convinces Sarah, and she agrees. But, you know, it's portraying, in a sense, the proper emotional attitude of tznias that the woman has to have. But it also shows you that emotion of tznias, based on, obviously, an idea of ma'afata, tznei laches, is a very philosophical idea. But that idea, that emotional disposition of tznias, has to be capable, has to be flexible enough that in situations of kiddush Hashem, it has to be capable of being subservient to the ideal of pirsumei nisa and kiddush Hashem. That's the one thing you see from the whole medrash that the Chazal are creating. Okay, so they're creating this this party in order to basically mefarsim. Now I want to show you further the medrash further supports it that this was they knew what they were doing, that the invitation was the idea was, and it's I think it's clear from the Gemara honestly that the Gemara would that. Once everybody was Meranin and claiming that this is not their kid, it's an Asufi, then Avram and Sarah sent out the invitations to the men and the women, to come, and Sarah's going to nurse everybody, that they knew what they were doing. And that's why they brought their baby and they left the nursemaids at home. But if you see the very next Medrash, it's the Rabbanan of Acha. Rabbanan Amri, kol mi sheba l'shem shemayim, nasa yare shemayim. Anybody who came, any one of these women who brought their babies for the l'shem shemayim, their kid became a Yare Shemayim. Okay? Rav Ach Amar Af Mishalo Ba L'Shem Shemayim. Even the ones who didn't come L'Shem Shemayim, Nitin L'Mem Shele Ba L'Mazad. They became rulers in this world. Kivin Shefligu Atzman B'Sinai V'Lo Kiblo Satorah Nit L'Mehem Osem M'Shele. Once they separated themselves from Avram Zera at Sinai, and they didn't accept the Torah, then they lost their M'Shele. Okay? There's a Medrash later on which says, in Yud, the next one, it says, Osen Shishi Mishtaim Malachim Shar Yeshua Kulam Hai B'Mishtesh Avram Avinu. The 62 kings that Yeshua killed were all at the party of Avram Avinu. 31. Oh. What's your question? 60. Oh, yeah, it's Gemara said. The Medrash says, "Velo shloshim ve'achad hayu." There was 31, not 62. Elakihi d'almar is the Gemara. It says, "Melech Yericho echad." Matam lomar echad. Ela hu ve'ant kesar shalom. So it means him and his general. So not only were the kings, but the generals were also at the party. Right? Every king had a general, and both the king and the general were at everyone's party. Now, obviously, it means it's 400 years later. 440 years later, right? But it presumably means their descendants. Okay, so it means any of the princes who were brought to the party, Avram's party, and they nursed from Sarah, they were the ones who established a dynasty. They ended up having Memshal in this world. Even if they came, not L'Shem Shemayim. If they came L'Shem Shemayim, they became Yari Shemayim. And presumably they converted. Ultimately, they were Mitzdarif to Klai Yisrael at Har Sinai. And the ones who came Shaloshim Shemayim, they were not Yari Shemayim, and they ultimately did not join up with Klai Yisrael at Sinai. And then they lost the Memshela soon after, right, in the war of Yoshua. Okay. But you see, we'll go into that in a second, but you see there's an idea of coming L'Shem Shemayim. What does it mean to come L'Shem Shemayim, not L'Shem Shemayim? What does that mean? They came, right, what does that mean? It means that they all knew. The Sarim and the Saros, they knew what this party was. Why are they being told to bring their kid and not to bring the nursemaid? Because Sarah is going to do a miracle. This was on the invitation. Sarah is going to miraculously nurse everybody. Bring your kid, don't bring your nursemaid, don't worry. Okay, it's on us. Okay? And the ones who came to Shem Shemayim, they came because they wanted to be part of the Nes. They wanted to be part of the Kiddush Hashem, of the miracle that Sarah and Avram are performing. And the ones who came Shaloshim Shemayim, they wanted to come to prove Sarah wrong. They were going to say, you know what? I'm going to bring my kid. I know my kid's not going to stop crying unless there's really milk in there. Okay? So I'm going to bring my kid because I want to be there to one to show you that it's not really true. So ones who came Shaloshim Shemayim, we're doing it as a test to really show that it's not a merit that the whole thing is a fake. And they want to show Avram and Sarah were faking it. Those are the ones who came Shaloshim Shemayim. The ones who came Shaloshim Shemayim were coming there to be Mekadesh Hashem. To create a Pirsa Manes, right? So once again, you see evidence here that this is a premeditated miracle party where Sarah is going to do a miracle, right? Sarah is going to do the miracle of nursing everybody's kid. Okay. What's the difference whether you came L'Shem Shemayim or not? Right, so if you came L'Shem Shemayim, so it means that the parents, and I guess they transferred to the kids, had genuine perfection. And as a result of actually having real perfection and wanting to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, so then the kids became Yari Shemayim. They had real perfection. Okay? Real Yari Shemayim. But the ones who came Shaloshim Shemayim, their kids were not perfected. They were people who were Lakanta. They were trying to destroy the Avram and Sarah. But nevertheless, they got, even though they came Shaloshim Shemayim, because they nursed from Sarah, right? They got Memshal in this world. They became the rulers and the aristocracy and the princes who were victorious and successful in the next generation. And for hundreds of years subsequently. Why? Why should that be? If they come Shinoloshem Shemayim, why should they get any schar? Okay. So I think it's, you say a similar point as we said in the Og and the Loach here, is that these kids, everybody who was at this party, they became the successful princes and the kings and rulers of the next generation. And the kids who didn't come to the party at all, they became nothing. And it became part of the Kiddush Hashem and the Pirsum Hanes, is that all the princes who nursed from Sarah became the successful princes of the next generation. And the Nes has the objective of, first of all, proving the Nes, showing that Kadosh Baruch Hu does Nisim, like Avram says, presuming Nisa, but also of establishing that Avram and Zara are the kids of, are the parents of Yitzchak. So by these next generation flourishing of the princes who nursed from Zara to be the ones who are successful, that furthers the Pirsum. Because for hundreds of years afterwards, everybody traces, why are these people successful? It's all the people who go back to Avram and Zara's weaning party. And this party has a shame in the world because all the people who came there became successful. Not that they were perfected and they deserved it, but it's that their memshala, their being successful and having rulership, further the pirsum that Avram and Sarah are the parents of Yitzchak, and it further the pirsum anes of the miracle of Sarah's milk, and that everybody who nursed from Sarah and that miraculous milk are the ones who became successful in this world. Okay, so it's sometimes, like we said, like by Og, even though Og was not L'shem Shemayim, when he came and told Avram about Sarah, right? There's Avram about Lot. Therefore, still he lived hundreds of years because Og's success, right, contributed to the piercing of Avram's greatness, right? And Avram's, right? And the same thing with, we said, Lot and the other Shear. The same idea is that even if a person doesn't have any perfection, if they attach themselves to Avraham, and their success will be further the greatness of Avraham, then you'll be successful, right? There's an idea of being successful simply because your success will reflect back on Avraham, and therefore, these, even though you have no perfection in your own right, these princes had no perfection, their parents had no perfection, but simply by them being successful, it increases the pirsum anes of the mishta gadol that Avraham and Sarah made, therefore they were successful. And until they rejected the Zera Avraham by the Torah, that continued. But once they rejected the Torah, they lost it all. That would also shows that why they got it, because they were attached to Avraham. Once they rejected Avraham, they lost it all. Right? So that's even though they came Shelo Shem Shemayim, that's why they were successful. But they weren't Yari Shemayim, didn't last forever. The ones who came the Shem Shemayim, they were Yari Shemayim, presumably they converted, they didn't reject Sinai, and they forever became part of Klal Yisrael. Okay. But either way, you see that it was a premeditated party, right? For the sake of being Mefarsim Denes. Okay. Now, before I take up Yaakov's question, I want to take one more point. Yaakov's question was, how could Avraham, Ein Samchan Al Nes, how could Avraham and Sarah send out invitations? Sarah's going to do a miracle here, right? Okay. One more point I want to say like this is that the. Let's go to that, and I'll do that point last. Okay. So I want to say like this is. Rashi learns, like we said, Mimi Leila Avraham. Rashi learns different than the Ramban, right? Rashi says, Mimi Leila Avraham. He says, Ru'u, Mihu Gudakamu Gadol Shomer Aftachoso Maftiach Vosa. Look who it is and how great he is who keeps his promise. He promises and he fulfills. He promises and he fulfills, right? Mimi Leila Avraham Heinika Banim Sara. Right? Who promised, he said, Avram, that Sarah is going to nurse children. And he fulfilled it. This is what Sarah said on the day of the Mishta. Okay? It's important. This, according to Rashi, this is not going on the second part of the pasuk, Ki Yilati Ben Leskunav, because it wasn't said when it was born. This is going, this statement of Sarah, is on the day of the party. Okay? When did God tell Avraham that Sarah is going to nurse children? When did he tell Avram? He promised and he said, right? If you learn that this is all one statement of Sarah and it's going on, like Pashtus in the Pasuk, right? These two Pasukim are one statement by Sarah when Yitzchak is born. Then you could learn the one who told Avram that Yitzchak was going to be born. And then obviously, when is it? God told Avram and through the Malachim and through Avram had Nevuah that Yitzchak is going to be born. And then God fulfilled it. That makes sense that who told Avraham that Yitzchak is going to be born. But if you say that this is a statement made at the Mishta, it's not referring to Yitzchak's birth. It's referring to the Mishta and the Nes of the Mishta. Right? Mimi la Avram heinika banim Sarah. Who told Avraham that at this Mishta, Sarah is going to nurse all these babies? Right? So where do we find that God told Avraham that Sarah is going to nurse all these babies at the day of the party? Right? You understand the problem? Right? If you learn that it's one statement and it's going on the day Yitzchak was born, then fine. Sarah is saying, who told Avram that Avram and Sarah are going to give birth 90 and 100 years old? And then obviously, when did Avram, God tell them? When Avram was 99 and the Malachim came to Avram and Sarah. Or a few days earlier. Right? But if it's right, where do you find? Okay. So I think the answer is like this. If you look at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, it's Perek Yud Zayin. Pasuk Tesvav, okay. So it says like this. This is the parsha of Bris Milah, okay. It's Vayomer Lekima Avram, Sarah Ishtecha Lo Sikra Shema Sarah Ki Sarah Shema. Right, she's going to be a ruler of amongst all the nobles, right? Sarah Lakol, right? All the Saros, all the princes, the princes, the queens. Sarah's going to be have Srara over all of them. Okay. Ubeirachti Osa, I'll bless her. Vegan Nasati Menelachabain, I'll give her a son. Uberachtia, and I'll bless her. Vaishilagoyim alochim amim mena yiyu. Should be a nation, and kings nations will come from her. Okay. So the problem is if you look at it, the pasuk is repetitious. It says Uberachti osa, I'll bless her. Vegan nasati mena luchabain. Uberachtiha, and I will bless her. So it repeats it, right? Uberachti osa, and then it says Uberachtiha. So why is it repeated twice? So Rashi like this on Pasuk Tezayin. Uberachti osa ma'ya bracha shechazul anarusa shnei rav ha'isaliyadna. So the first bracha is that she goes back to her youth and she becomes young and she gives birth to Yitzchak. Uberachtia and the second bracha behanaka shadayim. Right through breastfeeding. Kishenitzcha lekach b'yom mishta sheyitzchak. When she needed to on the day of the party of Yitzchak. Shayimiran in Aleim, Sheviya Sufi Minashuk, because people were murmuring, they were saying that she's been brought in a baby from the street. Umrim Banenu, and Avram's claiming to her child. Each one brought their son and they didn't bring the nursemaid. See, Rashi does have that point in the Chumash that they didn't bring the nursemaid. Vianikas Kum, she nursed them all. Hu Shinemar, Nika Banim Sara. Bracious Rabba, Ramzu Bemiksas. Bracious Rabba, Rashi alludes to it, Bemiksas. It's funny, what does Rashi mean, alludes to b'miktsas? I don't know. It could be, it's pretty open in Bereishis Rabba. But, maybe it's because of Mimilel, right? That's the way Rashi learns. But, so Rashi has this. When did God say and promise? So it seems that Rashi learns that when God told Avram before Yitzchak was born, there's a day of the Bris Milah, right? This is 3 days before Avram turns 99, right? 3 days before Avram comes, this is 3 days before the Malachim come, because the Malachim come when Avram's 99 on Avram's, this is Avram's birthday itself. 3 days before Pesach, when Avram is 99, when the Malachim come, right? The Malachim come to tell Avram to Sarah about Yitzchak when on the third day of the Bris Milah, right? So God tells Avram two things. There's two brachas to Sarah. One is she's going to become young again. And she's going to have kids. And the second thing is you're going to have this party and she's going to be able to nurse everyone. Okay. Now, I don't know whether Rashi really holds that God literally told him that you're going to make this party and nurse everyone. That's a little bit outlandish. I think it means that God told Avram, and I'm going to do a nace for you in order to be mefarsim, that I'll bless her in a way that it becomes nicker to everybody that Sarah is the mother of Yitzchak. Okay? And that's the second bracha. She had two brachas. One is to go back to her youth to have Yitzchak, and the second one is the bracha that God would give her bracha in order to be mefarsim and make it clear that she's the mother, that nobody will have a chance to deny it. And because Avram had this haftacha, right, Mimila Avram, who is maftiach va'osa, because Avram had this haftacha that God is going to be mefarsim it, that it will be clear to everybody that Sarah is the mother of Yitzchak, that's why Avram had a matir when he saw that it was not working, that people were not, when he made this party, and everybody's still saying, they brought in a Sufi from the Shuk. Avram realized he has a matir to...
not worry about Tzniyas.
That's for sure, not to worry about Tzniyas, but also that there's going to be a miracle. He realized there's a miracle going to happen. Because it wasn't working. God had promised him that it was going to be clear to everybody that Sarah's the mother. And he realized if we don't do something here, there's not going to be a miracle here. Nobody's going to recognize it. He realized he has a havtacha here that God will do a miracle for him. And he was allowed to send out the invitations. He was allowed to rely on it because he had the havtacha in the Bris Milah 3 years earlier that you're going to be able to do something. Whether it was as literal as this Rashi says, like a specific Rashi told him, Hanaka Shaddai will be through breastfeeding. Possibly it was as particular as that. Possibly it was just that there will be something to be mefarsim that Sarah is the mother, that Avram realized he's able to send that invitation. He's able to make a party where the point of the party is to be mefarsim this nes.
I still don't see the. It seems like being the term mefarsim is a little extreme. I mean, like all you really need is to watch her breastfeed.
Breastfeed all those kids. That's a miracle.
So why is that necessary?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why that's necessary to breast every single Sarah's kid. just need one or two kids.
Like, no, each one is going to say, each one says, I'm going to show you my kid. I know my kid. This is my test. Each one is going to do their own test, and they're going to tell you from their kid, who is definitely hungry, and their kid comes back, and they see the star nursing them, that so each one is going to do it.
So why don't I just invite everyone over, and there will be a show, your front row tickets to breastfeeding. And
that's
know,
what happens.
I don't know.
Why not one kid, one at 10 kids? I don't know. This is what they did. It's like it's this way. Each one says, if you only do one kid, each one says, if my kid was there, if I was there, I would have shown you that it wouldn't have worked. This way, each, nobody has a taina. There's nobody has a claim. Anybody who has any questions, come bring your kid and I will prove it to you. You'll have a perfect public demonstration to any person who wants to do it. Not everybody did. Some people didn't bring their kids. Some people brought their kids because they wanted to be part of the nace. Some people brought their kids because they wanted to prove it wrong. And some people didn't bring their kids at all. But it was anybody who wants to come, anybody has any questions, we will do a demonstration just for you in public that Sarah is the mother. You know, look, it's just not as effective a miracle if you say, we're going to select three people. You know,
why does it have to be a miracle? I don't understand.
Well, that's the Bima Farsim. That's the miracle. You see that Sarah is 92 years old. She's able to nurse all the babies.
I thought the whole point was to show the people that this is my son.
Yeah.
And you're effectively doing that by her breastfeeding one person.
Who's that one person?
It doesn't matter what it is. You just have a baby breastfeeding let her breastfeed in front of 30, 50
people. Let's say a magician comes up in front of a crowd, 1,000 people. I'm going to do a magic trick. I'm going to show you this one person. He's going to, I don't know, he's going to, as soon as I snap my fingers, he's going to start, hallucinating, walking around, da-da-da. Okay, one person. I'm going to do it with one person. I'm going to randomly pick out one person. You. It's not convincing. It's a setup. You think it's that person's... two people. It's a setup. But if you say, here's the invitation, anybody who doubts it, you bring your kid, and I'm going to prove it to you. No, you don't have to.
So why don't you just squeeze out the milk? They'll know. They'll see it. There are so many other ways that you can show
I don't know. This is a pretty good way, Harry. Okay?
It's just not necessary. I just don't see it.
This is a good way. It's saying...
it's a great way, but I just don't see why it's necessary.
Because it's telling the doubter themselves, you could do the test yourself. Do the test yourself. I'm not going to do the demonstration for you. You'd be the one to test it, and you'd be the one to verify it. And anybody who wants to come, you can come. I'm not going to pick the contestants. I'm not going to say who gets to go up there. You, the doubter, anybody doubts, you get to come. And they're not limiting it to anybody. It's not a setup. You know what I mean? There's no way you can do any trickery here by making anybody wants to come. And look, I don't know how people came. 10, 20, 100, who knows? More than one, okay? More than one. Bunim. Hanika Bunim Sarah. Okay, so that's what I think is part of, in the very initial, this is when Yitzchak gets his name, right, before he's even born, God names him, and by Bris Milah, God tells Abraham that there's going to be Yitzchak, and part of Yitzchak is his miraculous birth, right, Acher of Losi Haisali Edna, that Sarah goes back to her youth, and part of it is ultimately they're going to have the weaning party, okay, because everything about Yitzchak is basically his birth, and his weaning is miraculous. Okay, in order to establish, primarily, first of all, that it's, right, this is birth to this old man and this old woman. Avram apparently becomes old in between, and Sarah becomes very old, right? God waits till they become very old, and it becomes, Minateva naturally becomes impossible, because Yitzchak's birth has to be done through a miraculous method, right? Okay. One last point here is it seems you could say one other point here is that this all happens on Tesvav Nisan, right? The birth of Yitzchak, right? And let's start with that Rashi. Why is it? How is it that Yisara says Kol Shemei Yitzchakli, that everybody here is going to be happy for her? Right, all these akaros, they're answered, a lot of tefillos are answered, and the sick people get healed. How is it going to be that everybody knows this is because of Sarah? Everybody's getting healed that day. It's a miraculous day. How is everybody going to know? Why is Sarah thinking, Kol Shemei, it's Achakli, how are they all going to know it's Sarah? Right? Why are they all going to know it's Sarah? Right? Okay. So I think it's two reasons. One is because And this is the first thing, I think. It's Pesach. It's Tesvav Nisan. This is the day that Avraham's been celebrating for 30 years, right? On the Bris Ben Besarim. And Avraham, presumably, just like he's Mefarshim, the Nes of the Mishnah, he's Mefarshim when the angels come to Sarah, that 12 months from now, this is before Sarah's even pregnant, right? Because Sarah, 9 months is pregnancy, right? So before, after 12 months, God tells him in advance, Avraham has an opportunity to be Mefarshim. The angels came, told Sarah, Hashem told him that there's going to, a boy is going to be born to Sarah in a year from now, exactly on the date, on Pesach, right? Exactly on Pesach, Tesvav Nisan, which is a known holiday to Avram. He has the minug of keeping Pesach. That's from other Shirim we saw. And it's going to be on Pesach, and there's going to be a birth of Yitzchak, miraculous birth of Yitzchak. So Avram is Mefarsim on his day. So you have these two factors. One is that it's on Avram's holiday of Tesvav Nisan, the Bris Ben Besarim day, and Avram talks about his Mefarsim in advance, such that when Sarah is answered, and all of a sudden everybody's answered with her, everybody realizes this is the miracle of Tesvav Nisan that was really done for Avram and Sarah, and everybody benefited from it. And it became Kol HaShomea, it became a worldwide phenomenon that everybody knew about the birth of Yitzchak and the miracle of Yitzchak's birth because there was miracles happening everywhere that Pesach. Right? It was part of the piersim of Yitzchak's birth was the fact that it wasn't just an isolated miracle, but there was miracles going on everywhere. And it created this tremendous environment of that day, of a day that everybody talked about forever, of that day, that Pesach, when Yitzchak was born, when everybody, all these miracles occurred on that day because of Avram and Sarah. It was recognized that it was the result, because it was predicted in advance by Avram, that it was going to be 12 months from then. And it was recognized that it's on Avram's Pesach, that's Tesvav Nisan, it's the day when miracles happen for Avram, right? The four kings and the five kings, the miracle when Lot was saved. Right, it all happens on Tesvav Nisan. It's a day that miracles occur for Avram, and it was recognized that that was the done for Sarah. Okay, and the same thing when Avram sets up the day of Pierce the Mishteh Gadol for Pirsum Hanes to Mefarsim the Nes of that Sarah of Sarah's nursing Yitzchak. Again, he chooses Tesvav Nisan, Pesach. Okay, because it seems to me like this is that the hashkacha of the Bris Ben Besarim, it's a specific hashkacha. Right, it's the hashgacha that God made for Avram when he was 70 years old, according to Rashi. Right, it's the when Yitzchak is born. It's the war of the four kings and the five kings, the miraculously saving Lot. It's the Yitzchak's miraculous birth. It's the miracle of the Mishteh, and of course, it's there's other Tesvav of Nisan of Mitzias Mitzrayim when all the merit Makas Bechoros and Klaisel leaving and the whole Mitzrayim is Nisim. Is that the nature of the hashkacha, the Bris Ben Besarim? It's a hashkacha of being Mekadesh Shmo Gadol, Kiddush Hashem, Ayedei Nisan. That is the hashkacha of the Bris Ben Besarim. It's a specific type of hashkacha that if you look at it, if you follow the history of Pesach, Tetzvav Nisan, and the hashkacha of the Bris Ben Besarim, from the Bris itself with Avraham, all the way through Geulas Yisrael from Mitzrayim, it's a shkacha of creating Klal Yisrael, being Mefarsim Hashem, Ayidei Nisim, teaching ideas about Hashem through miracles. That is, so to speak, the objective of the Bris Ben Besarim. And it's specifically through Avram and his children. It's not just God doing miracles, but God doing miracles with Avram and his children to establish a nation through miracles. And miracles are an essential part of the whole hashkacha of Bris Ben Besarim. It's a very fundamental aspect of it. And that's why Avram, I think, sets it up, the Mishteh Gadol on Pesach, on the Tesvav Nisan, because he knows that's a day of Pirsumeni. It's a day when miracles occur for him, because it's the Hashkacha of Bris Ben Besarim, it's specifically that day. It's always associated with that day. And that's really the nature of the Hashkacha. It's Kiddush Hashem, Pirsumeni Nisa, to teach the world ideas about God and to teach and to create, the establish Avraham and his children, his Zerah, to ultimately to be the ones to leave Mitzrayim and receive the Torah. And that's why I think Avram chooses Mishteh Gadol. He chooses the that day to make Yitzchak the Yorish of the Bris Ben Besarim and the Bris Milah, shifting it away from Yishmael. And he chooses a day to make the miraculous Mishteh party because it's Dafka Pesach. Pesach is the day of establishing the Yorish for the Bris Ben Besarim and being Mefarsim the Nisim of Tesvav Nisan. Okay? Yeah, go ahead, Yaakov.
Avram talked about the Nevoah he got.
I would say so because it's a big miracle that that Sarah and Avram are going to have kids when they're 90 and 100, right? And you see Sarah was so astounded that she says, Vadoni Zaki and Avram's old, and she, right? And it's a tremendous miracle. And like Ramban says, when a Navi predicts a miracle in advance, that not only establishes the miracle, it also proves Nevuah. And it's the miracle is, so to speak, much greater when it's predicted in advance, as opposed to if it just happens, you're never sure. If Sarah had just given birth, you say, I don't know, there's a fluke of nature, some old lady, apparently there's one chance. But when you predict in advance, it's clear that it was a prophecy, it was predicted by God, and God said he's going to do it. The Malach makes a mark on the wall exactly the time. It's exactly like Moshe Rabbeinu's miracles in Mitzrayim. The time exactly, he sort of goes to power. When exactly do you want me to remove the frogs? Give me the time, I'll do it exactly that time. The angel says, exactly this time she's going to give birth. And it's done through predicting events by Navi to show Nevuah. And it's, you know, to show that Kadosh Baruch Hu does Nisim. And it would be, you see that Avraham tells Sarah to bear her breast in order to Mepharshim and Nes. How could it be that Avraham didn't tell people about this miracle in advance? Once God promises it, there's a mitzvah Pirsumei Nisim. By Avraham telling everybody about it in advance, that increases the piercing of the nes. There's a mitzvah to mefarsh the nes. That's Hanukkah, right? We move mefarsh the nes. So that's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's pasha that Avram was mefarshin the miracle of the of Yitzhak's birth 12 months in advance, because that increases the miracle tenfold by the fact that it was Avram spoke about it before she even became pregnant. Right? That's what I'm saying. That's the for sure, and that's why it makes sense that when everybody, all these miracles are happening on the day that Sarah gives birth. Everybody, Sarah recognizes Kol Shamei Tzachakli, that everybody's going to be happy for her, because they're realizing they're benefiting from Sarah's hashkacha. Because it didn't just happen randomly; this was predicted. There's going to be this miraculous birth on this and this day, and then all of a sudden, everybody benefits from it. They don't just say there's something crazy happened that day. They realize ultimately it's Sarah's being answered by Kadosh Baruch Hu on Tesvav Nisan, because Avram warned them about it in advance. He's mefarsin the nes in advance. Like every good Navi should do. So yeah, I mean, it's presuming Nisa. Why would he not tell people in advance? And that's, you see by Sarah's reaction, apparently people knew about it, or else, well, how do they know to attribute it to Avram and Zara? Just say, everybody had to answer that thing. Okay. Right. Okay, good. Any other questions?